New Mishnah, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph at the bottom. Mishnah, Osu Kol Tzorchei Mila B'Shabbos. Let's do all the aspects of, for the need of the Mila on Shabbos. What is that? Moalim, that's the actual circumcision. Parim, that's the Priya. That's when the Moal, we have a Moal here, so you'll correct me on anything. That's when they actually take their finger, and there's a little membrane, and they also separate that, besides what they cut with the knife. Motzitzin, that's when they put their mouth on the aver and they suck out the blood over there, spit out. Benoni Malaya Ispalanit Vekamon. Then they put a bandage and some of this medicine that they use for the wound. Vimlo Shochat Me'erev Shabbos. If he didn't make the medicine Erev Shabbos by crushing it, grinding it, Loas Pishinov. You're allowed to chew on this herb or whatever, on this kamun, and then you could put it. Vinotin. Tosfot asks the obvious question over here, that a mila is a chol sheish bo sakana, so therefore you should be able to be mechal Shabbos over here. And yet the klal that we have with everything, that wherever, mad yefshel lishnoi mashinan, wherever it doesn't affect in any way the sickness, if you could do a shinoi with it, and over here, I guess, chewing on the medicine instead of crushing it Erev Shabbos will do the same thing, and therefore we do it that way. Im lo tavaf yayin v'shemen mi'erev Shabbos. Also for refuah, they would have an oil wine mix, which you did Erev Shabbos, lisha. What should you do on Shabbos if you didn't do it on Shabbos? Because again, kol efshar tishnoi, whatever you can change, that you don't have to be over directly in Isser, as long as it doesn't impend in any way the mila. What you do is you attain zebi atzmo, you pour one of them for zebi atzmo, and if they mix with mail, it's not a problem. Ve'ein osim la chaluk lechatchila, you don't make a chaluk. This is Rashi is going to say that it's a little covering that you put in order that the oil doesn't grow back. You don't make this chaluk because it's making a kli on Shabbos, like a little shirt that goes on top of it. Aval, what you can do if you don't have the etzem chaluk, you could korach aleya smartut. You're allowed to wrap it around with a little bandage. In lo hitkin mi'erev Shabbos. So what happens if you didn't even prepare a smartut on erev Shabbos, and you're outside and you're in the shul or something? Korach al etzba'o. You wrap it on your finger. Umaviya filu mechatzer cheret. And you can bring it even from another chatzer. Let's see Rashi, and then we'll explain different aspects of the Mishnah as we're seeing Rashi, and then the Gemara will explain everything more thoroughly. Moalim, that's Choteched Ha'orla, that's the etzim cutting the orla. Oparim, Eda Or, HaMekaser Vosh HaGid, that's the membrane that's covering the Vosh of the Gid. You also have to take that off. That, by the way, is the difference between Jewish Mila and Arab Mila. We both are Moalim, but we have Priya and they don't have Priya. This little membrane that we take off, if you don't do it, he's still called an oral. It's Me'akev. Motzim et Adam, he takes out the blood. Afal Gav, Tehi Asiyat Chibor, even though when he's doing that, he's drawing blood out, it's making a Chibor, it's actually causing blood to come out, which is the Nisr Deraisa. Shein Adam Nitein Mechaborotav, because the blood is not separate. It's not what we're going to see in the Gemara. It's not mifkat paki. It's not in like a little sack that you're just removing blood that's already there. You're actually drawing out blood el al yedei hametzitza. But since it's a sakana, this blood over here, what he's doing over here is helping the baby tremendously. Of drawing blood is netilat neshama. Anytime you make a chabor on Shabbos and you're drawing blood out, it's netilat neshama. Yeah, everything here is Shabbos. Ispalanit, that's a takpushet, that's a bandage. Loas bishina, v'kamati efshel ishnoi mashninan. Whatever you can do again, as long as it's not going to impede. Okay, so over here, by chewing on the kamum, it's not going to make any effect in the etzim before that you need. Lo tvaf yayin v'shemen. Kakaya v'gilim, and that's what they normally would do at a bris. They'd have this oil wine mixture. V'hi v'fuah. They'd whip it together, the oil and wine mixture, like we'd whip up an egg. Chaluk, ke'ein kis. This is Ke'en Kis over here, Dachok, like a little hat even. How you all seem they do it. Umalvishim et rosh agid ad ha'atarah v'koshrim. You put it on the atarah and you tie it up. Shav kidei shelo yakso ha'or lechasod et agid. In order that the orler, the flesh won't come and recover the gid. Now there's a very large machlokis on Rashi, what he's exactly Rashi's intention over here, which has not been used in halacha. What's the cheshash over here if the orla grows back? If you don't put this thing on top of the gid where you just did the cut, and Rashi says you have to do it in order that the orla doesn't grow back. Is it that the orla is going to grow back and he's not called mal, he's called an orla? That is the Maharam Shif. He brings down the shita that therefore if the mila grows back, he's called an orla. Or is it because of a four? It's a sakana if this grows back. But he's not called a oral if it grows back over here. Lemaisa, the Meiri, brought down over here that the whole reason why you have to do this is not because he's called an oral. He's because it's a sakana. You have to make sure this part doesn't grow back in case infection can happen and all these other problems that can occur from it. Lo hitkin, lo hizmin, you didn't prepare it Erev Shabbos. Therefore, you korach al yado derech malbush. You just change it from the derech hotzah bechol. There's a machloket again over here on when. Is this before the mila or after the mila? Is it before the mila you're allowed to bring it mechatz acheret, even before anything started, or only after the mila when there's a sakana case over here that's going on that you're allowed to bring it? Just machloket poskim. Rishonim. Okay, let's start with tomorrow. Mifti. Let's see. Kitani Kulahu. The Mishnah came and listed all the things that you have to do with the Tzorchi, the Mila, the Molim, the Priya, the Matzitza, all these things. They went through a whole list. And yet, Kol Tzorchi Mila. It says Kol Tzorchi Mila. So why do we have to write the word Kol if we're going to list everything after? Litoy Mai. Obviously, it's coming to include something. Again, the Mishnah said, Kol Tzorchi Mila, and then it went and listed everything. Something's extra over here. Right? Let's see, Rashi explains it. Mikti Kitani v'matanitin in our Mishnah, Kulahu. Kol Adivarim Ha'osim L'Mila, Molim V'Parvim V'Motzitzim. It mentioned all the things. Lama L'Litran Klala. Why do I need to write Klal in the Mishnah, Bereisha? Osim Kol Tzorchi Mila. Something's extra. Something's coming to include over here. Litori Mai, what is it coming to include? Litori Hai Ditanam Abonim. Coming to include this halacha that's in the brisa. Hamal, Rashi says Hamal b'Shabbos, even though Shita's Rambam over here a very difficult Rambam, he says even b'chol. So everything we're going to go over here, we're going to learn like Rashi, straight like Rashi. Everything is on Shabbos, and that's where the Yisroim over there can happen. But be aware that there's a Rambam Shita that's going to say this even on a weekday. Hamal, Kol Zman Shu Osek B'Mila. The whole time that he's still involved with the Mila. Chozer, Bein al Atzitzim ha-ma'akvim et ha-mila, Bein al Tzitzitim, she'en ma'akvim et ha-mila. Meaning, these Tzitzitim are these little shreds. If he didn't do the Mila cosmetically proper, he didn't take off all the Orla. So you have two types of Tzitzim. These are Tzitzim, are little pieces of skin from the Orla. There's the type of Tzitzim that are ma'akiv the Mila, meaning he didn't take off Rove, the Orla, and therefore he's still an Orla. And then there's the tzitzim, which is more cosmetic. It's a good mila, and it's fine. So according to Rashi, on Shabbos, he did the mila the whole time that he's still osik in the mila, meaning he didn't pull his hand away with the knife. So he's allowed to go back on the tzitzim that are ma'akev the mila. That's pretty obvious, because he's still in oral. Bein ala tzitzim she'en ma'akev the mila. And even the cosmetic ones, on Shabbos. Okay? Peirish, if he removed his hand from it, he's finished the basic job, and then he notices the tzitzin, these little shreds of orla that are still there. Ala tzitzin ma'akvi mer mila chozer. Now when he stops, he's allowed to go back on those, and the reason is because the kid's an oral. It's on Shabbos. You had a heter to mal the kid on Shabbos. If he's still an oral, then you could do the mitzvah still. But on the tzitzin that are not ma'akvi, the cosmetic ones, once you removed your hand, you finished the mitzvah, he's mal, it just doesn't look so nice over here, you're not allowed to go back and do it on Shabbos. Rashi. Tzitzin, these are the shiuri orla, the shreds of the orla, matnitin mefarsh, elohim tzitzin and me'akvim, v'yesh she'enu me'akvim. There are some that are ma'akvim, some that are not ma'akvim. Kagon, basu she'enu chofir rova atar. What's ma'akiv, it's still the orla is covering rov of the gid. Ela mi'uta, she'enu chofir, when it's not ma'akiv, it's not covered rov of the atar. Ela mi'uta, omahi atar. And he's going to explain exactly the dimensions over here, which the Moholim need to know. Mahi atar shor givoa hamakefet begid savi shememenu agid shaf v'yorid letzad hakarka u'meshefa hayorid letzad haguf. Just explaining the dimensions on the top of the aver that the Mohol has to know on which part has to be covered. Hamal b'shabes kol zman shu osik bar shelo silik yado, that he didn't take his hand away from it. If he sees that there's still these shreds of skin over there, whether it's ma'akev the mila, that you didn't do a kosher mila, all the time that you're dealing with the mila, it's one matter, where all the tzitzin, all these little pieces of skin, is one matter. And Shabbos was given to be tocher by it. Perish shesilik yado, he removes his hand. Ala mi'akvim chozer shari him kamili atzmo. The ones that are me'akev that he didn't do a part of mila, it's like he has to do mila again. Yal she'enu mi'akvim eno chozer. Da'avi ki adchala b'fnei atzmo. It's like you finished the mila and now you want to do a little cosmetic thing. You're cutting over here. That's not allowed. Val elu lo nitein lechala the Shabbos. Can't be Mechal Shabbos anymore. You finish the Mila. Doesn't have to be done. It's not Ma'akev. Therefore, you don't do it. V'enri ketani kol tzorchei Mila v'filo tzitzim she'en ma'akvim chozer aleim kol zman shelo perish. And when the Mishnah said kol tzorchei Mila, all the aspects of Mila, we're talking about these tzitzim, these little shreds of skin that's not Ma'akev, that's cosmetic, that all the time that you didn't remove your hand, you're allowed to take these off also. That's the reboy of the Mishnah. The Gemara now, which is going to cover most of the Amud, wants to know who is the author of this Mishnah. That all the time that you're dealing with it, you could cut up. Once you remove your hand from it, once you stop, the mitzvah is over. We want to know who's the author. Man, Tana, Peirush, Einu Chozer. Who's the author of this halacha, that once you stop, Einu Chozer, you don't go back and you don't finish it. Where do we see this? Omer Rabba Bar Rav Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokahi. This is the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokahi, the Tanya. We have a, on Erev Pesach, that falls on Shabbos, when you're doing the Korban Pesach. Arba Asar, Shechav Liot Shabbos, when you're doing the Korban Shabbos, which is on Shabbos. Mavshit et ha-Pesach ad ha-Chazer. When you check the Korban Pesach, you have to remove the innards and you have to bring it up on the Mizbeach. So, Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, Ben Yochanan ben Baruch, Rabbi Yishmael, he says that you're allowed to skin, mashit, the Pesach only until the breast area. Meaning, just like a Korban Tamid, the way they do a Korban Tamid, they check it, they skin it until the breast, and then they start dissecting the animal. So too with your Korban Pesach, you shechted it, you do it until the chazer, you start disemboweling it and taking out the innards. Once you did that, you were makriv the offering. According to him, you can't now go back and be mashit, you can't skin it anymore because you're peyush. You just stopped, you did the mitzvah is not nogeya anymore. You can't go and finish off the hafshata of the korban pesach, only till the chazer. That's Divrei Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch v'chamim mi mafshitim et kulo, and they hold mafshitim et kulo. Just keep on doing. So according to this brisa over here, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch holds that once you stop, once you perish from the mitzvah, you cannot go back and finish it off, even though it's cosmetic or something. Chachamim says you can finish it off. Mashma our Mishnah, the reborn our Mishnah, is like the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. Over here. And the Gemara asks, Mamai, is it really that we have to say that this is the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael? Maybe ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshav Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Hatam mishum de lo beinin ze keli dian veyo. The reason why over there with Korban Pesach, once you finish the mitzvah of removing the innards, you have no more mitzvah ze keli dian veyo. There is no mitzvah ze keli dian. You did the mitzvah. You don't have to make it look nice. So leave the skin hanging on the thing over there. Aval hacha, but with mila to beinin ze keli dian veyo. There's an aspect of Zeki Levan Beyu. We should glorify God with His mitzvahs and make the mitzvahs look beautiful, even with the Mila. And maybe the Etzim Mila, it looks very sloppy over here. If you have shreds of skin, I don't know if anyone's seen a Mila where the Moel didn't cut everything off, it doesn't look nice. The mother sees it the next morning, she gets all nervous. What happened to the Mila over there? They call him the Moel, he takes a little piece of scissors and he cuts it off. It's no big deal, but it gets him very nervous. It's an aspect of Zeke Levian Beyo. Hachinami, yeah, it's true. That the difference between the Korban Pesach and the Mila is Zeke Levian Beyo. And maybe only over there, Rabbi Yishmael says that you don't finish off the Hafshata. But with Mila, maybe not. Meaning it doesn't have to be the same case. Detanya, Zeke Levian Veho. What does that mean? Hitna lefonav b'mitzvahs. You should make it beautiful in front of Hashem the mitzvahs. As lefonav sukkah, no, you should make a beautiful sukkah. When you make a sukkah, glorify it. You get an extra aspect of Zeke Levian Veho. All aspects. The lulav na, may have a beautiful lulav. The shofar na, tzitzis na, beautiful tzitzit. You should glorify it in whatever way you can. Sefer Torah na, the katuf balashmo, biyado,
bidio.
You should write it lishmo with proper ink. Na, with nice ink. The kolmas na, a proper pen. Lavla umen, with an expert. These are all aspects of the mitzvah Zeki Levan Veil. And even Karcho Bishurayim, you cover it. The cloth that covers the Sefer Torah should be Nayim. Now my Chavrusa had a Chakira this last Pesach. Should he get an Esfod box for his Esfod? Sukkot, I say. Pesach? Okay. Getting it early. He wanted to get a nice Sukkot box, but he was wondering, is that part of Zeki?
Esfod
box, not a Sukkot box. Thank you. Early. We have another sip. Coffee's a wonderful creation. Gets you going. So is it Zeke Levian Veho? We've been choked back and forth. Does it have a din of Zeke Levian Veho? Is it part of the Etzim Mitzvah? It seems that something that's in the mitzvah. What? Oh. Yeah, unbelievable. This is our answer over here. The fact that you even get cloth, beautiful silks, you see that the Spartan have it. They have a nice silk also on top of the Torah that you just hold it in for us. We have the, what are they called? Prophets. Yeah? They're called coming to the Torah?
The mantle.
The mantle. So it's mashmo over here that not just the mitzvah atzmo, the etzim mitzvah of just buying a beautiful esrog is the mitzvah Zeki Levian Veil, but even the esrog box can be an aspect over here. We'll check with your local postic, but it seems mashmo over here that that you put a nice mantle on, which isn't the etzim mitzvah, it's just glorifying the whole mitzvah. Could be that also an esrog box also has the aspect. Abba Shulomer, nothing to do with our mitzvah of Mila, but he wants to learn the word, the Anvehu is a combination Ani Vehu. That what's the mitzvah, Zeki Levi Anvehu? To emulate Hashem. That's beautifying. By beautifying your midos, by correcting your midos, you get a mitzvah, Zeki Levi Anvehu, Ani Vehu. Happy Domilo, be similar to Hashem. Mahu Chanun V'Rachum, Afata Haya Chanun V'Rachum. Also, you have the midos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yet we see our Mishnah over here, our Brisa of the Tzitzin. We don't have a Tana that we can place as holding our mitzvah of Tzitzin. Let's see, Rashi's. Mafshit HaPesach. Man Tana Perish Eino Chozer. Who's the Tana that says that once you stop doing the Etzim Mitzvah, you can't go back and finishing off? Mishum de Perish Chashit Lechazara Milta. Linafsha. It's once you remove yourself from it, it's considered like you're starting over. Who is this? Vahoyel velo ikuv mitzvah ninu la'ada. And since over here, the tzitzin, these shreds of skin, is not ma'akev the mitzvah, you can't go back. Who is the Tana? We want the first Eitz Rebbe Yishmael that says Malshir Pesek Ad HaChaza until the breast area. Ve'enu Pevish, and he's Pevish, and he stops over there. The Tanam Mesek the Talmid, there's a Mishnah over there. Gabi Havshitu Shahaya Matchil Min Avaglayim. This is how we do Havshata. You start with the legs. Vahaya Mavshit V'yorid Adshi Megiyah L'chaz until the breast. Hagiyah L'chaz Chatach Et Harvosh V'nanu L'misha Zochalo. You cut off the head and give it to the Kohen that's Zochah to it. V'yachkach HaKarayim V'meirach V'hashi. And this is the whole Seder of things. Shamina Mineish Mishnegiyah L'chaz Silak Yadav Minahavshet. Once you get to the breast area, you remove your hand from the hefshet and you start doing other things. You start now dealing with the dissecting it. The gabi ola, kula kalil meivak v'hefshet v'minetach la'yidayim techila acha harosh. So gabi pesach nami. That's the din with the tamid. So gabi pesach nami. Mehefshit ara chaza. First you skin it until the chaza. Diachala hotzi imorov. And now you can take out the innards below nima. You don't want any of the hairs from the skin getting dirtying it, I guess. Korin umotzi miyad v'havi lei pevish mina hefshet. They come out, Rabbi Yishmael. Shuv enu gomer v'hafshit. Once you stop, you don't continue in finishing it. Mishum dekevan de pevish. Havi yechazor milta. Liat Khalata, the nafsha, it started over again, the mitzvah starts again. There's no more, once you take out the innards, there's no reason anymore to continue skinning the animal. Once you take out the innards, there's no more inyan of Zekelivyan Behu. The acha netila tamiorim ain't hit a mitzvah, the yafu basa. Aval yifoi mila mitzvahi. To make a nice mila is a mitzvah. That's why you get an umen with it. Someone who knows what he's doing, you get beautifying the mitzvah. It should be done properly. Habi domalo, this is Abba Shol, that Zeki Livyan Behu, is you should emulate him. The Lashon on Behu is Ani Vehu. I and him. I should clarify myself and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Esat smoke him also the Dabik Mitzrochav. Make yourself like Hashem by clinging to his midos. Ella. Gemara comes. El is always a retraction. We're retracting that the Tana is Rabbi Yishmael. El Amei Revashi. Hai Mani, who's the one that holds that the tzitzin, that once you perish your yad, you don't go back and cut them off? Rabbi Yosihi. The Tanan. Mentioned in Rosh Hashanah. Bein Shnir Bi'alil, Bein Shalon Nir Bi'alil, Mechalim Lov Rishas. Chachamim hold that when you see the new moon, Alil is a clear day. Whether it's a clear night, meaning there's no clouds, meaning everybody sees it, and some of the Sanhedrin, certain people in Yerushalayim saw it also. Whether it's not clear, maybe you're the only one who saw it, maybe the moon shone only in your area, you're allowed to be mechal at the Shabbos. You're allowed to be mechal, even though, l'chori, there's going to be people there that don't have to be mechal at Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, nearer, if it's clear, the Aliyah, if you see it, it's clear, ain't mechalim alover the Shabbos. Because why should you be mechal Shabbos? There's other people over there. It's not letzorech kavoah anymore. You don't have to do the mitzvah. But Tzivashi explains that this is nogei tamila. Vein shenira hachadash din, the new moon, bi'alil, bi'giloi, that it's clear outside. Lachol, everybody can see it. V'yesh ledat shivo beistin. You should think that there's also the beistin. V'akrovim lehem, and people are close to Yerushalayim. V'ain't zorech that someone who sees it outside the Dachum, since everybody is seeing it, maybe doesn't have to be Mechal Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, Alma, we see from Rabbi Yossi that if it's clear you don't go and be Mechal Shabbos, this other people can. Even though that there's a mitzvah here, it's not any more need for Gevor. For Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have people doing it. Therefore, lo mechalim, you're not going to be mechal Shabbos. V'hacha, and so too here with Bris Mila, nami perish. Once you removed your hand, dahavi et chalta dechilu, you have a problem with chil Shabbos. Once you removed your hand from it, now comes back in the isser of being mechal Shabbos. Kihaka, but lo shorik kivor, lo mekalim. There's no need anymore for the need of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the meal is done. It's only a cosmetic purpose over here. You can't be mekalim. So Rabbi Yossi says that once there's not a need for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't need you anymore to be mekal Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mekal Shabbos. So too with the milah. Once you remove your hand from it, and there's no need anymore for you to cut for the purpose of the mitzvah of Hashem, therefore, you're not allowed to do it. There we have our shita. Mimai, the Gemara asks, and we're going to be dochet over here. Mimai. Dil ma'ad kan lo kumar Rabbi Yossi ha'atam to lo nit l'shabbos l'tchot. Maybe over there, when it's seen clearly, we don't even let you to begin to start being Mechal Shabbos. Nothing even started over there. Aval hach, it's different. The nitna Shabbos litchot. All of a sudden over here, the Moel was already, he was able to begin. The Chil Shabbos, it was already Docha the Shabbos. Maybe he'd go ahead and continue. Maybe not. But maybe yes. Meaning we don't have a clear raya that Rabbi Yossi is the Tana that says this halacha of Tzitzit. Achinami. Maybe an Achinami. That this is the din over here, and that there's no din of Rabbi Yossi. Rashi, lo nina Shabbos litchot, afdila b'tchalta. Right from the beginning, we don't let you be mechal Shabbos. Taha nira ba'alil. It's very clear outside, and therefore we don't allow you to go, according to Rabbi Yossi. Aval hacha kevan shenina Shabbos litchot, lahatkil ba'amidnila. You're allowed to begin. Hachinami, the ki peirish, v'ahada, lavit chalten nafsha. Hey, maybe it's not called restarting. Since you already dok the Shabbos, you removed your hand, but you already had a permission to start the mila. Finish it off. Get the proper mitzvah done properly. Vavi kamosha lo peirish v'gomer kol mitzvasa. There's no raya from Rabbi Yossi over here. Ella, again, retraction. This is the third try. And this one we're actually going to find a shita that's going to hold this idea that peirish, once you remove your hands from the mitzvah, you're done, you don't go back on Shabbos. Ella, Amrei Nahardai. The Nahardai said, Rabbonin. It's Shita's Rabbonin, the Pligilei, the Rebbe Yossi, that argued Rebbe Yossi with the Lechem upon him in Menachos, the Tanan, the Mishnah. We find with Lechem Mishnah, we're going to find that once you remove your hand according to Chachamim, you lost the mitzvah. The Kohanim, Niknasim, Shnayim Biyadam, Shnei Sidorim. Four Kohanim enter in. Two of them have in their hands the two trays that have the lechem panim. Each tray has six of the lechem panim. That makes 12 over there. V'shnayim biyadim shnei bezikim. And two have in their hands the zikim, the bezikim, which is the spice, the lavona, the zikim. So there's your four. V'arba machdinim, and four precede these four Kohanim. Lefnayim, they go before them. Shnayim, two of them. Litul Shnei Sidorim, they take out the two trays that the Lechem Panim is on, meaning four are back there, they have the stuff that's going to, the new stuff that's going to come on. There's four before them that are going to take off the two trays, the Shnayim Litul Shnei, the Zikim, and two that are going to take off the two incense, the Lavana. Hamaknasim Omdim B'tzifon, the one who are entering in, they stand in the north. Everything is got to be B'diyuk. Upneim lidrum, and they're looking to the south. Hamotzim, those that are going to be taking off the lechem panim, omdim lidrum, upneim lidzfon, and the lechem panim is going from east to west. Elum moshchim, these as they're pulling. The lechem panim is east to west, and the two people that are coming in are there, one's north to south, the other one's south to north. The people are in that way in the etzim shulchan. Is east to west. While these are moshim, elu manichim. When one is taking off, the other one is manichim. Tavku shalzeh, bitzad tavku shalzeh. They're a tefach within each other. Meaning we don't let the shulchan be without the lechem panim even for a second. Mishum shenemar, lefnei Hashem, lefnei tamid, should be before Hashem constantly. Meaning you don't let the shulchan not have lechem panim. That's Shita's Rabbanim. We don't let any hafsek. You don't have a hafsek in it. Because once you perish, the mitzvah's over. You lose the mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi Meir, filu eilu notli ve'eilu manichim. Al sehayetamid. It's considered continuous. Even if you do it, as long as you don't have the night go by. But you could have the hafsek. So over here we see Rabbanim. If you perish, the mitzvah, you don't get the mitzvah tamid. So to over here, that once you perish with the milah, you don't, it's not considered doing the mitzvah anymore, and therefore you don't go back. And that's a good raya. Let's see, Rashi. Rabbanan pligi leid Rabbi Yossi kabi lechem upon him. Rabbi konim nichnasim lehechel b'shabbes. Store lechem upon him to set up the lechem upon him. Shnei sidurim, shtayim. Marachot shalechem, the two setups of the bread. Shnei bezikim, shtei kapot melot levona. This is the incense diktiv. The v'nezato ala marechel levona zaka. Makdinu l'fneim shnayim litol min as shulchan. Shnei sidurim hayeshanim. V'shnayim litol shnei bezikim. V'yashulchan hayen natun orka m'mizrach l'ma'arev. Ve'elu omdim mizel l'rochav ha'shulchan b'tzifon. Ve'elu omdim l'negdo l'drom. Sitting on both sides of the shulchan. V'dafka machnisim l'tzifon. Everything is dafka. The called tzifon inyin chashivusi. That's the inyin chashivus. Ki d'yaminim b'mesechet sukkah. Kavi chivuk lekem upon him. Everyone, that's the more chashuv part over there. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, afilu elu notlim. Even if you notlim tachila umas mitzakim kulo min a shulchan, even if you completely remove it, uliach shah manichim elu, it's also good. Afzet tamid umani mekayim tamid. So what do you do with tamid? Shlo yalin shulchan below lechem, that it shouldn't go overnight without it. But it doesn't have to be every second. If you remove it and then put it on, that's not called tamid. It's called a new beginning, and you don't have the, it's not considered tamid, it's constantly going on. It's called being ma'akev the shulchan without lechem even for a moment. Once you remove your hand, it's a new thing. It's called a new thing over here, just like with the lechem panim, it's called a new thing. And that's why you don't get the mitzvah of tamid. Over here, once you remove your hand, it's called a new thing, and therefore you're not allowed to restart the cosmetic process, because it's not, you don't have the mitzvah of meal anymore, it's stuck with the Shabbos. Well, the Rebbe Yossi, the Meraki, Shavki, the Adar, Matchili Nami Tamid, that's tamid, who dechad a meal, it's one meal, what's one meal, it's one thing. According to Rabbi Yossi, that if one was Peirush's yad from the meal, and then he sees the cosmetic problem, he could go and finish it off. Okay, new din in the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Mehavtin. Mehavtin. Okay? Trimming et hamila. Meaning when you trim the mila, you have to trim the mila, the moa. Ve'im lo, you'll cut. If you don't, and there's part of the oil that can be mi'akev, onish karish. He's going to get an onish karish. Mani. Who are we talking about over here that's going to get this onish karish? Onish of karish. Mani, omer Rav Kahana. The uman, the mohel. If the mohel doesn't take off all the skin, he's going to get karish. When? On Shabbos. He's doing it on Shabbos. He didn't do a proper job. He left the oil still on it. So therefore, he made a chabura on Shabbos, which is an Isser Shabbos. No one gave him hasfar, so he's not going to get a death penalty. But he gets kors over here. The mole botches the job. It's a problem. He's Michal Shabbat. Matkifla, Rev Papa. Papa's question. Umen, lema lahu. He could say to you, Ana avdi palga de mitzvah. Atun avdi lezru palga de mitzvah. I did half of it. Meaning I had a heter to start, so I didn't finish. But don't give me chorus because I made a chabura. At least I got things going. You guys finish it. Since I started the heter, don't give me a din Michal Shabbos. I wasn't Michal Shabbos over here. Ella, he's right. It's a good taina. You can't say that he was Michal Shabbos when he did something the heter. He just got things started. Ella me with Papa. Godel. We're dealing with a person over the age of 13. That gets his mila, and if he doesn't, it's not talking about Shabbos anymore, it's talking about a weekday. If he does get some mila, and there was part of the basa is still not part of it, over the basa is still, the oil is still covering his ghee, he's going to get chorus. Mati, Rav Ashi, I don't understand. What do you have to tell me the din for? God will behead you, kasib behu. In the parshas of Avram Avinu, in Lech Lecha, it says, we all call Zachat Shelo Yimo. He's going to get kars. And he wants a meal. He's not a yimel over here. He doesn't have meal over here. So of course he's going to get kars. Elo me revashi liolam. It's the uman. And what's the case over here with the uman? Kagon, Yat Bein HaShemashos. He waited for the last possible minute on Shabbos to do the Mila. And now it's very close to Bein HaShemashos to Shabbos. The Alt Mule. And they all tell him, Lo Mitzvakad, you don't have enough time over here to do it. V'yom Alo, no, I'm a quick Moel. Masbekina, I have enough time. V'yavid, and he did it. V'lo Istapik, and he didn't have enough time to finish it. And therefore, the part that he started on Shabbos is a Chabor. The part that he did, Bein HaShemashos, is not a kosher meal. His meal has to be done in the day and not in the night. And therefore, he has a din that he's Mechal Shabbos. And there you have it. He has his onish karis, onish of karis on Shabbos. Rashi. Mahatim. The tzitzin hama'akfin. You have to trim off the tzitzin, the leftover skin that's ma'akfin. Mari, who's going to get the karis? Zeshel mihu, who's going to get the karis? Amar Rav Kahana, the uman. Onish karis, ube Shabbos kai. We're talking about Shabbos. Shechil Shabbos, for losa mitzvah. He didn't do it properly. Venema ana avde palga. He could have said, listen, I started, I did half already. Kolomer, hoel. Because you hit kill birishus, since he was allowed to start, hit kill, he did it finally. The chabor shiaser birishus asa, he did it with the permission, he was allowed to start it. Amai chayiv, vayitz bichayiv, neima lehu, lechu atem, b'samu malacha. Go ahead and finish it. Don't give me chorus. Elam eva papa, b'gadol, shemal kamari, b'chol. It's talking about a weekday, it's talking about a gadol. V'onish korish, chorus. He's still in an oral over here. Elo mir pa'am. Could go on the act of Bein HaShemashos. The case is it's Bein HaShemashos. The kol ha'yom kosher l'mila. The whole day is kosher l'mila. V'amulei, don't do it. Lo mitzvaka v'ligmor. You don't have enough time. V'yom ki hilchasa to do it properly. V'ta'as chabor v'shabbos v'lo mitzvah. Now he did a chabor on Shabbos. It wasn't enough time. It's just called he started the cut, but he didn't finish the mila. In fact, he did a chabor on Shabbos, which is an iser, derisive yonish korish. Korish. He doesn't have a din misa. They didn't give him a warning with misa. The korus ika, there is korus. Because he didn't do it with reshus over here. They told him not to do it. Let's see this next case over here. Quick case. Motzitzin. Omer Rav Papa. Hai umna delo mayitz. If he doesn't suck the blood out of the chabor over here, sakanahu, it's a sakan he's doing for the kid. The avrinan like, and we remove him. Shita, midika mechal elei shabta. If we could be mechal Shabbos to make this chabor that the moel has to do matzitzin, of course it's a sakanahu. Ma'u detema, what would you think? You would think that maybe there is not an iser going on over here. Ma'u detema, hai dam, the dam that he's sucking out over here. Maybe it's mifkud pakid. Mifkud pakid means it's not part of the circulatory system. It's sitting there. It's just there, and you're just removing it. Over here, kamash malan, it's chibor mikbar. He's actually making a chibor. He's actually causing a wound over here to get out this blood. V'dumia disfalnat, the isfalit, v'kamon. This is like the refuah thing. It's a refuah aspect of the mila. Ma'as v'alnit v'kamon, ki lo avid, if he doesn't put on this bandage with the medicine, it's a sakanahu. Avachinami, also over here, the matzitza. Ki lo avid, it's a sakanahu. And in a moel that doesn't do it, you remove him. And there is a big problem with it. In the States, they say it's not sanitary, there's a problem with AIDS over here. And in Israel, everybody does it. In Mexico, everybody does matzitzin.
There is ways
everybody
to do matzitzin. Does matzitzin also.
Yeah, they do it with a kli, not with the mouth. But here I think we all do it with the mouth. Rashi ma'u de tema, matnitin lo ashmina de mechal shabta, alat de tam mifkad pokit, mufkad vi omid sham, kinotim bekli, it's like it's in a kli, u matzitze ein chabor, and therefore when he does matzitze, he's not doing a chabor. Vein kan isra Torah, u mishum hachi shari, therefore you might think it's permitted. It's permitted on Shabbos. V'lav mishum sekan, it's not a sekan adika inyan, nope, the end, and the umna, the lav maiz bechol, lav sekantehi, velo ne avre. Kamash malan, the dam chibor mikbor, kashotzi al yedei metzitze, filo hachi shari. We allow it on Shabbos. Why? Mishum sekana, mekatani, ben matinitin, gavi, esbanu vikamun.